can handle the truth.
Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host of the American Activist, Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer, and you can check us out at idaho-observer.com. We've been on this stuff now for 11 years, and a great deal of what we've been putting forward each and every month for this last 11 years is available and archived on our site. We've most recently are two-thirds of the way through a three-part series on the Scherf family, which everybody... We know this family as the Bushes, and this is a very, very pivotal, fascinating story, and I really urge you to check into it because it really changes a lot of our perceptions about the government that we have now and where it's going, and it answers a lot of questions. It seems nonsensical what's happening in America, but when you understand who these people really are, it begins to make quite a bit of sense. And, Kurt, thank you very much again for being with us this morning and for bearing your soul, so to speak, regarding everything that has happened to you and your family, merely because you've been standing up and arming America, not just with weaponry, but also with knowledge about health and arming people with food supplies and food storage and other types of essentials that are necessary, quite possibly, when the systems in this country go down, which... it's hard to say when that'll happen, but it could be tomorrow, it could be 10 years from now, but nevertheless, our motto is always, since Cub Scouts, to be prepared.
Yep. Well, to summarize it and finish it up, my lawyer in Reno told me that if I don't accept a felony, the ATF would file felony charges against my wife and my son. So I said, all right, I'll take the felony. So beginning of the year, I went down there. We all went down there, and I stood in front of the court. And the judge is holding a one-inch-thick ream of paper, which are my character references from people. And he looks at me and says, Mr. Wilson, you have references from senators and assemblymen and governors and ministers and rabbis and even people who sit on grand juries. I'm astounded that you're even before me. But there's nothing I can do because the ATF will not allow the prosecutor to drop the case.
Yeah, what case?
So, my case. Again, yeah, I know. But it doesn't matter. You know, it's like you can stand in front of a 20-ton boulder, flipping it off, saying, hey, I have the right of way. You're still dead. So you can be right all you want, and you just lost anyway. So we said, that's it. I had no backing, no help, no assistance. Out of everyone, I had one person who actually helped and stood, and he will still stand with me. But regardless, so the judge goes, okay, but here's what I can do. You're going to be a felon. Simple as that. You'll never be able to own firearms or ammunition again. But no fine, no jail time, no this, no that. I mean, I got nothing. He goes, 3 years probation, and in 1 year you apply and we'll rescind it, and that's it. And everybody involved knew this was simply vengeance. Everybody involved. And when I say involved, I'm talking the judge, the probation department, the attorneys, prosecutor, my defense attorney, everyone. They knew it was vengeance.
Now, everybody involved in the persecution of you during this process knew that the end result was not necessarily to throw you in prison, although that was always the option, the sword of Damocles, of course, but it was to neutralize your ability to arm people and repair weapons and have ammunition and to go forward for helping to preserve the Republic in this manner.
Yep.
Amazing. I mean, everybody knew this was the end result, and it was, after 3 years, attained. Everybody, we'll be back in just a few moments after these messages with Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises.
¶¶
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host this morning. My name is Don Harkins of the Auto Observer, and our guest is Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises, formerly a federal firearms license holder, master gunsmith, and a man who has been politically incorrect, I think, since about the time he graduated from diapers. That's just my guess, Kurt. and what you have described here is just one little window into the attrition that is going on right now for those law-abiding, constitutionally founded folks who wanted to keep America armed and ready in case of an emergency, the citizenry armed and ready in case of an emergency. And when we started the program, you mentioned something, you gave us a history lesson about the events that led up to the passage of the 1968 Gun Control Act, which was, in many cases, word for word for the Gun Control Act that Hitler saddled with Nazi or with Germans, the German people, and that it really backfired on them in a way, and it created a population of about 750,000 FFL, Federal Firearms License holders in this country, and so it peaked probably somewhere in the late 70s, I would imagine. What would you, I know you don't have the exact figures, but how many FFL holders do you think are around today?
In independent hands, that means not Walmart or Big Five, not large businesses.
Right.
I would say in independent hands, there's less than 25,000.
Isn't that something? I mean,
yeah,
isn't
but that's
that
part of the goal. Everyone has to realize, and this is why the government doesn't like me or people like me. There's, as you said, there's people who are one heck of a lot more verbose than I am and say more cutting things than I do. But the government lets them go up. Because they're not trained investigators, I am. I undercut all of this crap. I undercut it all. Here's the government playing this game of let's have debates to see which one of the lesser of seven evils we should elect as president. No, I undercut all of that right down to the fact that the people in America have become stupid. They become staunch morons, is what I say.
Committed.
They are so committed. Their viewpoint is their viewpoint, and it's right because the government would never waste its money attacking somebody who hasn't committed a crime or who hasn't done what they've done. When I started telling people what the government was doing to us, I had many gun dealers come to me and say, look, dude, government's not rich. They're not going to waste their money going after somebody who hasn't committed a crime. So, you know, there's smoke, there's fire where there's smoke. And one of these guys is now being attacked in the state of Idaho, and I'm not going to name names, but he's astounded that the ATF has come after him and just because of a few paperwork violations. So, and he's not alone. I get calls every day from somebody saying the ATF's come over and they're threatening to take my license away because I forgot to put the guy's middle initial in on a form when I filled out a form and sold him a gun. That's their job. People can't be so foolish as to forget this. The concept of the ATF is the cessation of all domestic firearm sales in the United States, period, to civilians. See, law enforcement and police are part of the elite. You and me are peons, and peons don't need guns. We have cell phones that have 911 on them.
No, it's
so.
It is.
That's it. That's
it's
what
really
doing.
Something. And so your example is symptomatic, and then we see another guy in the gun dealing community in Idaho anyway that is now going through the same thing. And so what we're seeing here is a process. It's attrition. It's one by one by one, and the law has nothing to do with it. The end result is to use their rather complex, convoluted bunch of rules and regs to get people out of business, get people out of the business. So from 750,000 at an apex probably in the late 70s to approximately 25,000 now, that, America,
government rules
is significant.
Oh, it's disgusting also, but that's fine. All governments rule by fear. And I'm told point blank by these ATF agents, you know, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. We are ahead of you. We're the government. So whatever we say or do is right. The agents that lied to the grand jury weren't punished. They were simply retrained so that they could lie better. It's that simple. Now, if people want to read a summary, now I have a two-page summary up, which will explain this. It's survival-enterprises.com, the whole thing, survival-enterprises.com/summary.html. So you have our base site, survival-enterprises.com/summary.html. And within the next week or so, I'll have the complete update. Because as you know, I am a felon. I am now one of the lowest forms of life in the United States. Illegal aliens have more rights than I do.
Yeah, isn't that something? And that's true. That's totally true.
The interesting thing here is that, okay, I'm a felon. I'm supposed to be an evil, nasty, bad person, but nobody wants to hear from me because they all know it's BS. They all know it was vengeance. They all know it was set up. But I'm not alone. Don't ever get the idea that I'm just one little flower in a field of weeds. There's thousands of me out there. At least I didn't commit suicide like some of them have. And when I say commit suicide, one of the guys that I actually know committed suicide with his hands cuffed behind his back, and somehow he shot himself under the chin with his own 9mm pistol.
Was that a Clinton-era suicide?
Yes, and that's as far as that investigation went. So it's I'm not alone.
And that is the point of this exercise here is that our founders stood up and were counted. Their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, and that is, like it or not, folks, that's the price of freedom, and we may or may not experience the benefits of our activism in our lifetimes, but we have kids and grandkids that need to be living in freedom, and that's our responsibility. It was our parents and grandparents that dropped the ball in the post-World War II slumber, and we're here to pick it up at this time, and failure to do so, well, failure is not really an option. And so we've got to tell these stories. We've got to get people out there, and they need to be presented in such a way is that people don't become fearful of the government, but they become self-righteously indignant and realize that these people are operating lawlessly. The agenda is to disarm America because they really prefer an enslaved population of folks and don't like the competition. So I don't know, Kurt. I view your stand in all of this with a certain amount of respect and admiration, but I also want people to know what happened so that others will maybe come forward and that we can all begin to realize, and it doesn't matter. It's the same thing with the Internal Revenue Service. These people are lawless. There is no law that leads to people's persecution and ultimate conviction and sometimes imprisonment. It's merely the attempt by the government to neutralize free-thinking, independent-thinking Americans. And those of us who are still out here thinking freely and acting independently should not be standing for it. And we need to figure out ways to boost people and make sure that they understand that we're the powerful ones here. We have the numbers. We just have to apply our self-righteous indignation to these people and not tolerate what's happening.
Well, real quick, there's a website out there that actually chronicles abuse by the ATF. And conveniently enough, it's called atfabuse.com.
That's easy enough to remember.
atfabuse.com. It started a couple years ago. I know the editor. He's going to be revamping the whole website with more items on there. And it shows what type of scum work for our government. The ATF is like Guido. You know, Guido is the guy that breaks the legs for the mafia. Okay, so we got the mafia here. It's called the federal government. And the Guidos out there are the ATF.
Okay, and when we come back, everybody, the phone number here is 1-800-313-9443. I'm really interested in hearing from you, and so is Kurt. If you have some questions for Kurt, please ask them. And also, if you have any comments on the subject matter this morning, what you think about the direction America is going with regards to its the disarmament agenda that is well on its way. I don't think they're ever going to complete it. There are so many guns in this country. I think they're foolish to think that they're going to be able to disarm America. But nevertheless, the font of the source of weapons in America is being really, really compromised. And all the different avenues that people have traditionally, law-abiding people, have traditionally obtained weapons and ammo and care mechanics for their weaponry are one by one by one being diminished. And so this is very important subject matter, and Kurt has been on the front lines of this fight for quite some time. And I would love for you to honor us with your phone call. Again, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to The American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back after these messages.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Everybody, we are back, and this is the American Activist, and we are talking with an American Activist this morning here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Kurt, we have with us on the line John in Texas. Hey, John, how are you this morning, and what can we do for you?
I just have a question. I was wondering, how do I go about keeping my guns? I just retired from the military, and I've been in special units, and I've been to Djibouti, Africa. I've seen what can happen when a country has its guns taken away and the military can go in and just go house to house and take people out. I've seen it happen. How do I go about keeping my guns here and in the United States? Because I know the process in which they go about this. And people just need to be aware and keep their weapons, I'm telling you.
What do you mean keep your guns? What do you mean keep your guns?
Just for the, the law about about the gun law that's happening around the country, them taking away our guns.
Well, first off, don't keep all your eggs in one basket. I'm going to be blunt. Anybody has questions, I'm going to be very blunt with you. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Keep what you want around your house. You know, you want to keep the so-called sporting good guns around the house. That's fine.
Right, right.
Move your other firearms to a safe location, and then keep your mouth shut. You don't need to tell anybody. And if you're really worried about it, you can do what thousands and maybe even millions of people have done in the United States. Seal them up really good, grease them up really good, and bury them somewhere where they'd be safe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's not a matter of when or if. Let me rephrase that. It's a matter of when.
Exactly.
I have seen it. I was in San Francisco when that psychotic Feinstein decided that firearms are illegal and started going door-to-door, handing paper out to people saying, we know you want to be a law-abiding citizen, and we passed an ordinance saying firearms are illegal in San Francisco, so you must turn them in. And thousands of people stupidly did.
Wow.
My viewpoint on the whole thing of turning guns in is something akin to how nature works, and this is how we cull out the weak. I was in an interview one time with the chief of police in Modesto, California, wherein he said, and I quote, I don't believe civilian ownership of firearms. In fact, I have no guns at my house. And I looked at him and I said, sir, do you know you just told everyone out there that your wife and two daughters are unarmed? And he just looked at me and he said, well, she can dial 911. I said, how long do you think it takes for someone to slit their throats? 911 is superfluous and a waste of time, unless you're calling in because of a loud neighbor.
Right,
When somebody's threatening your life, you know, someone's threatening your life, you have to have a weapon. But you're going to understand, this is coming. It is coming.
I know it's coming. I know it's coming. But I understand all that. Okay, I got you.
Well, actually, it opens up a really short, excellent little conversation here, is that If you are in possession of or own weapons that have been legally obtained at this time, and you see things coming, and you can see from examples all around what these guys are capable of, then it is appropriate to take, you know, to keep your hunting weapons around you and your target pistols and stuff. But for the other weapons that you have legally, to safe them away someplace. And what is the process of preserving a weapon for later use?
Well, there's a lot of different processes. You can find them on the internet, the storage of weapons. But here's the thing. Take out the word legally obtained, because that's irrelevant in this day.
Yeah, excuse me.
In California, there were four or five different types of firearms that were legally sold. And within 1 year, these people who bought these guns were given letters saying, yeah, you got them legally, but we have decided they're now illegal. Turn them in or you're going to jail. So drop the whole word legal or illegal. It's that simple, because legal is up to the fascist corporate government that controls a country.
And so ex post facto laws are firmly utilized by these guys.
Of course.
Of course.
That's not even argumentable. It's
sure.
It's of course. But there are ways to store your firearms, and you can go on the internet and do searches. There's ways to do it that's been done hundreds of years by patriots all over the planet. And if you all remember the movie Braveheart, the patriots in Braveheart had stored their swords in similar manners because they were illegal. Governments ban the possession of weapons, not firearms. Now, in this day and age, the word is firearm.
Right.
But 100 years ago, it wasn't necessarily firearms. And 100 years before that, it was not necessarily firearms. The governments have banned crossbows and steel swords as opposed to bronze swords and double-edged dirks and longbows and you name it. Anything that the normal man could eventually pick up and fight with, they banned.
And isn't that why Oriental cultures developed things like nunchucks and picking up a staff, because all the weapons had been banned.
Yep.
And so they figured that, well, we can tie two sticks together and call it a weapon, and got proficient in the art. Hey, John, thanks so much for your call. You brought
Thank
up
you.
A really excellent point. And we are at the bottom of the hour break, everybody. This is the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the advertisers, because the advertisers support us, Alternative Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Again, we're three-fourths of the way with what I continually refer to as what has to be the fastest 2 hours in radio. At least it feels that way to me because we cover some rather complex subjects and they move right along, and a couple hours just seems like barely enough time to cover the things that we have to talk about. And we're talking this morning with Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises, Master Gunsmith, former FFL holder, and his being one case in the acts of attrition that are going on all over the country right now and have been for some time to disarm America. And we just had a caller a few moments ago who just asked, well, how do you keep your weapons? And Kurt was really frank on it. He said, yeah, go ahead and keep your target pistols and your hunting weapons around the house or whatever, but your other guns, bury them because the problems of society are going to increase, and the government is going to do what we have all been anticipating for some time, and that is to finally go after everybody who is armed in this country. And so the idea now is to just hunker down to a degree and wait. And now, Kurt, I don't have another caller on the line right now, but I did have somebody call in and asked a question, and that was they've noticed over the last several months, probably about the last year or so, that gun shows are getting more and more tense, I guess. There's that aspect of it. And then also, yeah, and in what, half the people there are feds telling on the other half, I guess, or federal informants telling on the other half. But, yes, and I think that's where we're going in this country anyway. Everybody is going to be pulling a 12-hour shift, and it'll be divided in half. And so for 12 hours, I'll be watching people, and the other 12 hours, the other people will be watching me. It's a surveillance state that we've got going. It sounds ludicrous, but I believe that that's really what these despots intend.
Real quick, the concept of them coming door-to-door to get your guns, I doubt that's going to happen because people are sheep. And that's putting it nicely.
But the ones who are armed and maintain their independence are a little less sheepish. So there is this thin demographic of American life that is absolutely committed to freedom and maintaining it at all costs.
Yeah, and when the chips are down, I would say about 1/1,000th of them will put their money where their mouth is. The problem is when the government comes out and says guns are evil, you need to turn them in, I would guess about 80% of the people will walk over and say, okay, here's my gun. They will actually turn them in. I watched it happen in Sacramento, California. I watched it happen in Glendale, California. I watched it happen in Portland, Oregon. And when I say I watched, I mean I watched.
Right.
People would take their guns and hand them in and say, well, now that you say guns are illegal, here's my gun. They did it in Australia. They did it in England.
Right.
And
no, I remember when both of those things happened, and it was shocking, and it was a little disgusting. I have to agree with you there.
I was in California when the Attorney General in California decided that certain firearms were illegal, and he put out a big post. It was all over the newspapers, all over the news, and in my store, I had 100 calls a day with people saying, I want to follow the law, so is this gun illegal? Do I need to turn this gun in or this gun or this gun? And I said the same thing to every one of these fools. I said, if you want to turn your gun in, come and give it to me because you're too stupid to own firearms. I'm very, very blunt, aren't I?
And you have that tendency for sure.
I have no passive interest whatsoever in people defending themselves or standing up for what's right. I was active in it. And those that would stand back and say, well, I don't know, it doesn't seem right to me, it makes me feel like I'm a criminal, good. You keep that up. You keep doing that. You victims keep standing there saying, I don't know, this guy come into the school and kill 7 people and guns are evil. But you know what? The teacher got a .45 in his briefcase. If he was to pull it out and plug the son of a...
Yes, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you're a self-censoring fellow, too.
Yeah, that's because you said there's certain things I can't say on radio.
That is correct. And I don't think
the
guy on the board there is fast enough with the bleep button.
You can either be a victim or not.
Right. Well, the question that was posed to me was that aside from the fact that gun shows are increasingly not very much fun to attend because there's just this undercurrent of nervousness and strangeness that is just omnipresent these days, but there's also apparently increasingly a dearth of commonly available ammunition in this country. Is that true?
Oh, that's true. Very much so.
What's going on there? Can you give us a little shot at that? Because that's a really subtle sort of way to disarm people.
You want me to be blunt or you want me to be PC?
Well, go ahead and be blunt, but just don't use any profanity.
Okay. We have these corporate thugs now that are being transported all over the world to basically meet and murder foreigners.
Right.
Unfortunately, they're not taught accuracy, as I was when I was in the military. So there was a study done that for every quote-unquote insurgent or quote-unquote terrorist, that's killed by our thugs, they fire about 90,000 rounds on an average.
Wow.
Okay. That doesn't mean they fire 90,000 rounds at one guy. This is an average.
Right.
So here's all this ammunition just being strewn all over the place. Well, where's it coming from? Well, it used to be you go to a gun show and you can find cases and cases and cases of certain type of ammunition, the ammunition that's used for military weapons as well, like .223 caliber or .762x39 or 9mm or .45 or .308. Well, what's happening is our government is in – how many countries are our government in? 140?
Well, I think if there's 162 countries in the world, we're in about – well, they are in about 150 of them.
Yes, and they're busy killing the natives in each one of them. So they have to use a lot of ammunition. So the ammunition is being bought up, as it were, from all these companies that were previously importing surplus ammunition from all over the world. Now they're being bought up. You go to Walmart and you buy ammunition, you don't see a lot of surplus stuff there that's cheap. You find the high-grade, high-quality hunting ammunition, and that's it. So just by accident, or maybe not by accident, but by a plan that's not really that big a plan, we're running out of ammunition in this country. And I knew this 4 years ago. I was watching it happen myself for the same reason, is that they were using it. They're sending it all over the world.
And just blowing it up, praying and spraying.
Oh, yeah. Just you know, sure, we got snipers. and sure, we do have people who are very well trained in accuracy. But most of the time, they're just throwing lead down there. They're just throwing lead down, throwing lead down, throwing lead down. And it doesn't matter. You know, if they worked on a commission, they'd shoot a hell of a lot less.
Well, that is, yeah, exactly. Well, and it's beginning to be such a mercenary bunch that that may be the way things go anyway, eventually. But that seems to be the, I mean, at 90,000 per, quote, insurgent or, quote, terrorist killed, 90,000 rounds. And you just think about it, and you're right. I mean, it's not like it takes 90,000 rounds to bring down one guy. The point is that in the aggregate of the military forces that are out there, the thugs, as you describe them, who are out there fighting this war on terrorism, their tendency is to jump up and start spraying bullets. And at the end of the day, if they've gotten somebody, it costs 90,000 rounds to accomplish that feat,
whatever it is. Pretty much. And then, of course, you understand that if two women and a four-year-old child get in the way of all of this ammunition going downrange, they're called insurgents, just so that they have a better body count.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
that's neither here nor there. But
no,
but anyway,
it's a very strong point that that through this process of fighting this quote, and I always put quotes around that, war on terrorism, America, the disarmament agenda is being advanced tremendously because these guys are blowing up all the ammunition. Wasting.
Oh, yeah. Here's the astounding thing, and you see pictures of this all the time on the media. A bunch of our guys in Afghanistan or Iraq or some other kitty litter country, they find this cache of weapons and ammunition. Now, what weapons and ammunition is it? The same weapons and ammunition that the governments there use. So what do? They blow this stuff up, and then they happily, using our tax dollars or whatever you want to call the FRNs, they buy them more ammo and more weapons. Instead of giving them the ones that they just found, they buy more. So that's what's happening. They're destroying the ammunition. They're finding millions of rounds of ammunition that go into AK-47s or the like. And that's a 7.62x39 round. That's almost impossible to find now in the United States. So they find all this ammunition. They blow it up. And then they within the week, they order 50 million rounds from a surplus manufacturing company.
And where is that company located?
Well, there's one in China. There's some in China, you know, our good friend China, and there's
right.
some in Soviet Union. Oh, wait a minute, they're called Russia now, aren't they?
Yeah.
There are a few in the United States that used to make millions and millions and millions of rounds that individuals could purchase and a lot cheaper than going to Walmart or Kmart or anyplace else. But they've all been bought out by the U.S. government. The government's buying all the ammunition they can get their hands on.
And they're buying it largely, you would say, from foreign sources?
Yes, very much so.
And so, I don't know, I'm kind of the mind that the Chinese are really, I don't want to say the Chinese people are our enemies, because that's not exactly correct, but there is a worldwide move to not appreciate the U.S. government very much. And so as it's going forward with its hegemonic agenda to take over the oil-producing regions and take over wherever there is major resource wealth available, that we are depending now upon the people who are potentially our enemies to supply the ammunition, and we're not even producing it domestically.
That's part of the plan, is to take all domestic manufacturing out of this country and install it into other places on the planet. But there are no other places. They're all under the same umbrella of these creatures that want total control over the planet. And it's like playing chess. You know, they have a little move over here. They got to make a little move over there. They got to make a little move over there, blah, blah, blah. And this is just another part of the move. Nothing has changed in the past 100 years. Every president we've had has been nothing more than another puppet to the puppet masters. And they've all conformed to the same plan. You need to make the world hate America so that eventually the world will crush America so that it's easier for us to control America, because America is the last bastion of freedom, quote unquote. And in reality, it is. Until January 8th next year, you can cross borders without showing your papers. As of January 8th, thanks to King George Bush II, you're going to have a visa to go to Canada or Mexico. You're going to have to show your papers.
Isn't that something? No, it's true, and it's ongoing. And, you know, in your comment about the guys that are trying to control the world, it's absolutely true. The weight and financing that used to be behind building up this country has been removed, and the global bankers have placed their emphasis elsewhere, at this time particularly China. But China is being ecologically, environmentally destroyed in order to keep providing Americans with all the silly widgets that they keep consuming, you know, all this junk that they keep consuming that comes from China. And so, but right now the emphasis is on, say, China, and the emphasis is no longer on the U.S. We've already blown our wad, I guess, as far as the international financiers are concerned, and now our freedoms, our way of life, and all that kind of stuff is not held very in high esteem with those guys, and we are expendable as a culture and as a people and as a way of life.
Well, we've pretty much done exactly what they wanted to do, which was kill as many people in as many different countries as possible to piss off as many different countries as possible. And we've achieved that. So now we've become the great Satan. And when I say we, I'm using the term federal government.
Right.
You know, it used to be the only people who liked the federal government were federal government employees. I mean, that's it. And how much of the United States is employed directly or indirectly by the federal government? Isn't it like 60%?
Well, I think when you look at it from the standpoint of who takes a paycheck from the government, and that would be in entitlement programs and employment and contracting, that it's a number that well exceeds 50%, and it probably is heading towards 70%.
Okay.
70% of the American people are dependent upon the government for a paycheck of some kind or another. Whether it's a retirement, whether it's a welfare or Social Security benefits, or you're a government contractor, or you're a government employee. Somewhere around 70% of America is dependent upon the government for a paycheck. And, you know, historically, I think that was a comment that Upton Sinclair made in the book The Jungle, and I can't remember exactly the quote, but it was something to the effect that he who is paid not to know something is not likely to find it out.
Or
so we just go forward with people who are compromised because they want to keep the gravy train rolling, and they are willing to do so at the expense of everything around them. It's really sad, and it's a aspect of human nature that is a little bit troubling.
Yep.
But we're coming up on about the last break here. Kurt, why don't you go ahead and everybody, because he's about 75% of his business has been wiped out for no really good reason, Survival Enterprises is very much involved in they have the cutting edge stuff as far as medical and health, but also they have large stores of dehydrated food, canned dehydrated food available at a really, really excellent price. And so go ahead and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you to really shore up their supplies for the future.
Well, again, my website is se1.us. It's SE1, Survival Enterprises, the number one, .us. You can always go there and find us. Remember,
Hang tight, Kurt. We're coming up on the break here. Everybody, you are listening to The American Activist, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back to close out this program in just a few moments.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
everybody, and we're here now for the closing moments of the show, and we've been talking about the disarmament of America with Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises. You can find him at SE1, and that's the numeral one, S as in Sam, Edward 1, .com, or excuse me, .us. And, you know, I think that the main issue that we're dealing with here is we have a government that believes that the Second Amendment it confers a right for the state to keep and bear arms, but does not confer an individual right. And the Idaho Observer is involved in a project called the Unmistakable Tyranny Project. A guy named Norman David Somerville, a Second Amendment prisoner, has put together a compendium of information, historical all the way up to contemporary times, that deals with that question and answers it resolutely that no, of course, it is an individual right to keep and bear arms. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. And if you want to get a copy of that thing, Somerville is financing the whole operation. He's put the thing together, and all we ask is that you pay for the postage. And if you send us $9 to the Idaho Observer, we'll send you a copy of this thing. It's a magnificent document. Everybody should have it in their arsenal of information. And also, there is an activistic response that's involved to write congressmen, write senators, do and petition people to begin getting with this program. In fact, Judge Silberman, who ruled in favor of the individual right to keep and bear arms in the Parker case in D.C., had received a copy of this thing. I sent it to him personally late last November, early December, and in March he returned a verdict that upheld a man in Washington, D.C.'s right to keep and bear arms as a personal right. So we're actually getting somewhere with this stuff, but we need people to get really involved, and we have to change the hearts and minds, good luck, the U.S. Attorney General's office and the federal judiciary. And so that's what we're about here with the Unmistakable Tyranny Project. And Kurt, being with us this morning, has given us all the reasons in the world why we all do need to stand up in face of this unmistakable tyranny. And if you do want a copy of Unmistakable Tyranny, it's a 230-page book by compendium by David Somerville. Go ahead and write to us and include $8 or $9 to Idaho, the Idaho Observer. And that's P.O. Box 457. And that's P.O. Box 457 in Spirit Lake. Two words, Spirit Lake, Idaho, 83869. And I encourage you, if you've been moved by the program this morning and you understand that our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor must be sacrificed to preserve freedom for the future generations of this country, get involved with the project. And Kurt, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It was very enlightening. I think we got a bit of a history lesson as well as a contemporary example of what is going on.
Well, thank you, Don. I was glad to be there.
Nope, thanks so much. And everybody, SE1.us for Survival Enterprises, and get food storage and other medical supplies and things that you may need in the event of an emergency in this country. And I hate to say it, Kurt, but we're done for the day. It was the fastest 2 hours in radio. Everybody, speak to people's listening, write to their reading, get out there and make a difference in our world today, and we'll see you again next week.